The 4Ps project is funded by the South Western Railway Customer and Communities Improvement Fund. To find out more, check out southwesternrailway.com or go to the Vectis Radio website.
Hello everyone, it's Lemon. Today, I'll be talking about Warhorse, so let's start this review. This show is set in the heart of rural England. A young boy named Albert found an unexpected friend in an auction named Joey. From the moment Albert laid eyes on the horse, he just knew the journeys they would have. But it sadly takes a sad turn, as the winds of war swept through Europe. Albert's peaceful life shattered, his father struggling to maintain their farm. So Ted, Albert's father, has no choice but to sell Joey the horse to the army, hoping the money would provide for the family. Heartbroken, Albert watched as Joey was led away to fight for England. Joey was trained as a warhorse, enduring the most painful injuries an animal can discover. It's no surprise Albert needed him so much. It was like a gift from God. But on the non-side of war, Albert couldn't shake the memory of Joey. Determined to reunite with his beloved horse, he enlisted in the army, risking everything for a chance to find him. Through treacherous battles and dangerous missions, Albert searched the front lines, his heart beating with hope. In the pain of a fierce battle, beyond the smoke and chaos, fate interviewed. Joey, now a symbol of strength and resilience, galloped over all of the barbed wire, getting everyone safely back to the trenches. But suddenly, Joey and Albert make eye contact without realising. Suddenly, a burst of adrenaline. Albert called out and Joey responded, breaking free from his rider and charging towards his long-lost friend. In that instant, above the horrors of war, the bond between Joey and Albert was finally connected. Together, they faced the trials of war, proving that even in the darkest times, the spirit of friendship could light the way home. So I would give this show a 10 out of 10, and would recommend it to all above 9 years old. See you next week as I do my weekly reviews.